Welcome to Health Podcast in Ghana. Information about a variety of medical subjects. Before we start this podcast, don't forget the following. These health podcasts provide free of charge information about general medical conditions and problems. It is in no case a substitute for a doctor. For questions about your own situation, we refer you to a health care professional.
Welcome to this health podcast. It is good you're listening. My name is Francis Kweku Owusu, Senior Nurse Manager in Karaga Municipal Hospital and also a nurse practitioner. In this podcast, we are going to talk to you about malaria. Our goal with this podcast is to help you to understand malaria so that you will not get the complications of malaria. We are in the season because the rains have started, and we need to help you to understand what is malaria all about.
Thank you, Francis Owusu, for your time again. So you mentioned today's topic is malaria. What exactly is malaria?
Yes, thank you. Malaria is a very common infection in Ghana. It follows the introduction of protozoan malaria parasites into your bloodstream by the bite of an infected female Anopheles mosquito, which means that when a mosquito bites you, it's not all mosquito bite that gives malaria. It is connected to the female Anopheles mosquito. When they bite, and they normally bite in the night, they don't normally bite in the day. You know, so when they bite, they introduce some germs, and then that causes the malaria. So malaria is basically the bite of female Anopheles mosquito, and they introduce what is the protozoan, and then it's now begin to take effects, and then you see the manifestations of malaria.
So how do I know I have malaria?
Yes, that's a very good question. You know you have malaria when you have the signs and symptoms. Some of the signs and symptoms can be mild, some can be severe. If you have stayed in Ghana, or you're Ghanaian, or you have stayed in where there's mosquito bites, your malaria may be mild to moderate. You may not get it as severe because you have had a bite for a long time. So your body might have built enough immunity. So even if you get the malaria, it may be difficult for it to be severe or complicated. It can be complicated when you are a foreigner. Tell me that you have not been exposed to mosquito bites for a long time. You don't stay in the tropical rainforest or tropical areas, you know, where you stay and live, you don't have mosquito bites. So you may not have that same immunity as the one who have stayed in Africa or where the mosquitoes are. So when they get the malaria, it's milder than the one who has not stayed. So their malaria is severe. And then number two, children under 5, their malaria too can be very severe. And then the pregnant woman, you know, and then the sickle cell patient, and then people with immunocompromised sicknesses like malnutrition, cancer, these people immunity is already compromised. So the little mosquito bite, they can get severe malaria. So some of the minor or the milder symptoms may be fever, chills, sweating, headache, joint pains, nausea, vomiting, abdominal pains, and sometimes lack of appetite. You know, and then some of the severe symptoms and signs can also be dark urine. Your urine become dark, what is called the Coca-Cola urine. We heard a story of the fact that the Coca-Cola company wasn't happy about how we describe some of the symptoms. So now we are careful to see Coca-Cola. But basically your urine becomes like cola, you know, cola urine. The way the Coca-Cola drink it, that's how the urine becomes. And then also difficulty in breathing, weakness, sometimes convulsions in children, you know, when the parasite now begin to cross the blood-brain barrier, when you are not staying in Africa or mosquito prone area and you get a bite, you can get very severe, just like the pregnant women, the sickle cell women, children under 5, and also people with immunocompromised conditions, you know. So they get all these kind of, you know, severe symptoms. So even coma, some can even go into coma, and some may even die. You see, these are the severe symptoms of malaria. You know, sometimes you get jaundice. Jaundice can come on your eyes, and your eye become yellowish, just like when you urinate and your urine color becomes yellow. Or if the malaria is severe, the color move from yellow into deep yellow or into cola yellow, you know. And then some even get what we call the black water fever. These are some of the severe symptoms of what? Malaria. If we fall into that way, into those category.
What is the blood water fever?
Black water fever is a severe form of malaria. That is when the malaria is almost killing you. You see, your urine become like the Coca-Cola urine. When you urinate, it's like Coca-Cola urine. You become extremely weak. Some even pass out and some die. At that time, your kidney is about to shut down. Your kidney is almost failing. So malaria can be very, very, very dangerous. You know, especially when you fall into those categories. People who don't stay in Africa or tropical areas where they don't get malaria. Children under 5, pregnant women, sickle cell, and people with immunocompromised conditions. They can get the black water fever. It's also a severe form of malaria. You understand? And then also, sometimes they get what we call rapid breathing. They breathe fast. These are all some of the signs. Some of the temperature becomes extremely high, above 38 degrees. You know, some go into shock, you see. And then sometimes they have what we call their chest become noisy. When you examine their chest, you see some noise also in their chest. That means the malaria is getting severe or is severe. You see it. So that is what the malaria symptoms are. You know, so the headaches, the fever, the vomiting, sweating, headache, and these are milder ones. You know, and the severe ones are what we spoke about concerning the dark urine or Coca-Cola urine. Some go into coma, some go into shock, some severe pale. You see, some will be vomiting and some maybe get convulsions. In children and then even pregnant women, they get convulsions. So that is it.
Okay. Yeah. So, like, at what point do we say this is a critical condition when someone has malaria?
Yes. Thank you very much. At the point where you can see that the patient has now gone beyond the mild or the moderate signs and symptoms, now the patient cannot even walk. He or she cannot even talk. She or he can barely breathe. When he urinates, the urine is like Coca-Cola. Sometimes the urine becomes scanty. They urinate very small. You see, it is telling that the malaria parasite is so much that it is shutting down the kidney. Sometimes convulsions, some go into coma, unconsciousness. You see, it can come, especially in children. Which means that the malaria parasite has crossed the blood-brain barrier. It's now in the brain. So it is making the brain convulse, the child convulse, or the child can go into comatose. That would mean that you are really getting into the exit point. You are almost dying. So at that moment, you are just going. So because we don't want you to get there, that's why we are talking about this, so that you know. When you see the early signs, you quickly come to the hospital for assistance. Yes.
Thank you. So what are the preventive measures can we take?
Yes, the preventive measures in malaria, basically, we talk about the fact that in the evenings, you wear shorts, trousers, and then if possible, socks, white socks, because black socks attract the malaria, the mosquitoes. So we advise you wear white socks. If you are a student, you are studying in the night, in school, and all that, we expect that you will be able to wear white socks because you're going to study in classroom. You may not be allowed to study in the dormitory. The dormitory is meant for sleeping, not for studies. So if you are in secondary school and it is boarding, you are sleeping there and you come to the classroom to learn, you may have to put on trousers and white socks. If possible, also long sleeves with white sleeves, you know. And then also we have what we call the mosquito cream. They are repellents. Some are cream, some are even spray. You put it on your legs, on your hands in the evenings. Those who sell by the roadside in the evening, some of them stay in the shop for a long time. They come home very late in the night because they are doing business by the roadside and they get the bites, you see. And then of late, there's even vaccine. The government of Ghana has introduced vaccine, but the vaccine is being piloted. When I was in Yendi Hospital was used as one of the piloting centers. And then some medications are also being given as a prophylaxis. That prophylaxis means that they give it to you so that when you get malaria infection, it will not be worse. You see, either it will prevent the malaria infection, or even when you get it, it will be worse. So some medications were given to children below 5 years on trial basis, is piloting to see how, whether the malaria will really go down or not. So the vaccines are available by the grace of God. I'm sure very soon they roll it out all the country. And then, like I said, the prophylaxis, if you are a stranger or a foreigner, you are living from the temperate countries, the Western world, where there's no malaria, and you are coming to the tropical Africa, where there's malaria, or even some of the Middle East where malaria is, then you have to talk to your doctor to be given the prophylaxis. So when you take it, it will either prevent from getting malaria, or even when you get it, it will be mild. You see it? These are some of the measures we put in place to avoid the worst form of malaria. And then also when you are having the early signs and symptoms, don't delay. Don't think it is spiritual. Don't think somebody has taken you to the spiritualist and the person is killing you. It's malaria. In fact, some of the signs and symptoms, some of them even behave abnormally, like high fever. You may think he's getting mad. They talk and scream and have some bizarre behavior. You see, that is one of the severe forms of malaria. You see, so quickly bring the person. Don't wait and try to take him to the herbalist, to the juju man or the black medicine man to help. You may end up killing the person. So bring the person to the hospital for proper investigation to be done. If it's malaria, he'll be treated and he'll be well without any complications or without getting it into the severe forms. You see, yes, that is what we need to do.
Okay. I'm sure also our environment, we need to also look into it and then make sure that we have clean and neat environment.
Perfect.
Yes.
Top up. We need to make sure, you know, the parasite or the malaria, the mosquitoes, they live in our environment and they give birth or they lay eggs in the stagnant waters, in the anvil of the leaves around. In our African homes, many of the villages, they do the farm right in their village, right at where they stay. So when little rainfall and the leaves collects some of the rain in their anvil, in some corners of the trees, it forms a good habitation for the mosquito to go and lay eggs and hatch. You see? So even farming in our environment is also not encouraged. You see it? So the stagnant waters, and then also we make sure that the lawns or the weeds are cut down to the barest minimum. You see it? And then sometimes when we dispose of empty cans, the empty cans in the environment, when it rains, it collects into these empty cans and it serves as a habitation for the mosquito. They go inside the empty can, small little water there, they lay eggs and then they begin to hatch. That's where they begin to increase the malaria infections. You see, so that is very good top up. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Doctor. I'm sure we have had a lot of information. Is there anything else you would have loved to add?
Yes, I think that the mosquito net is also one of the ways that the government of Ghana has introduced into our antenatal care or postnatal care. So all women who are pregnant or who have given birth and they go to the hospital for weighing and then vaccination of their children, they give them these malaria nets. We call it ITNS, insecticide treated nets, that is given to the pregnant. Unfortunately, when they give it to them, they come home and they use it for garden and other things. Can you imagine that? So we want to encourage that when you are giving this malaria mosquito net, don't use it for any other purpose. The purpose is to save you. So make sure you and your family all sleep under the mosquito net. We are giving the medication, the pregnant women, when they go to the ANC, antenatal care, one of the ways to prevent malaria in pregnant women, they give them the SP, a medicine called SP. They will give it to you and then you take, when you take it, it reduces the incidence of malaria in the pregnant woman. You see it? And the sickle cell patient too, we advise that they don't get themselves exposed to all this kind of mosquito bites in the evening. They make sure they dress with long trousers and all those things to avoid malaria and all that. So basically, what we are saying is that when you are having some of these symptoms, don't stay at home. Your environment must be well clean. Don't leave stagnant waters in cans and bottles. The gutters and all those things must be clean, so it doesn't serve as habitation for mosquitoes to come and settle there and lay eggs and then they hatch. All these things affect us negatively. You see? Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much once again for such a good time with you. Like I always remind listeners, this is not the only podcast we have. If you tune in to our mother podcast, if you search Health Podcast Ghana, easily you will find us and you will definitely have more of our podcasts and on other subjects. So we'd like to thank you so much once again for the time with you. And we believe another time again, we shall have you for better and more insight on health subject. Thank you, listeners. Until we meet again.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Hopefully, this information helps you to make healthy decisions in life.